Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Friday afternoon. Mike Pinzoni coming up in about a half an hour. 5:35 this afternoon. Of course, Mike's over at Papa's Pizza, has Papa's Pizza on the boardwalk and the Pensacola Beach Fishing Pier. And he is a staunch advocate for fair and equal treatment for businesses over on the island. We're going to be talking about MSBU units and what's going on in terms of rates and information that will affect the businesses along Pensacola Beach. So Mike Pinzoni coming up 5:35 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. Austin, let's go ahead. And Austin's very busy. I see he's revamping the forecast. Five-day forecast coming up. Weekend forecast coming up. He'll get you all prepared for that. But let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
You see, I told you it was a busy day. The city of Pensacola could pay up to $15.9 million in a settlement over franchise fees charged to Pensacola Energy customers. City Council is going to vote on May 22nd on whether to approve a settlement agreement in a 2015 class action lawsuit. Lawsuit alleges that the city had been unlawfully collecting franchise fees on Pensacola Energy customers inside the city limits since 1970.
And Santa Rosa District School's new child safety program yielded over 4,000 school bus stop arm violations in just a one-year period. New data from the school district on Thursday revealed the number of violations from March of 24 through March of 25. In total, over 4,500 violations were recorded. The violations resulted in over $640,000 worth of fines.
And number three, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission released a statement on Thursday morning's bear attack in Gulf Breeze. FWC officials say because of the attack, the bear will be humanely killed if captured. Relocation is not an option with a bear that has become a public safety risk, as relocated bears could potentially move on to put another community at risk.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Escambia County and the City of Pensacola are holding a joint meeting next month to explore potential collaboration on updating the Bay Center. The County Commission decided to delay forming an 11-member advisory committee to evaluate ideas for the center until meeting with the Pensacola City Council and Mayor D.C. Reeves. So they will make that advisory committee afterward. Commissioners are considering various upgrade options, ranging from $22 million for minimal improvements to over $100 million for major renovations.
Okay, the stages are up. Country music fans rolling in for the Sand in My Boots Fest in Gulf Shores this weekend. Police and fire crews are bracing for the frenzy. They're expecting about 40,000 people for the festival. Police are now warning fans not to fall for fake ticket scams. Seems to be circulating there. 5:15, Austin Price looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yeah, we'll get a couple more local headlines for you in just a moment. But first, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also on 9 Mile itself, traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. So that intersection just as a whole, not being very kind to us right now. Also have some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And still got a little bit of issues on I-10 if you are traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 84 degrees. Low of 74 tonight. This weekend, going to have highs in the mid to high 80s, a high of 87 on Saturday, 85 on Sunday, and Saturday and Sunday night, we'll have lows in the mid 70s, no rain in sight.
Okay, Escambia Commissioners approved building several new fire stations Thursday. District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger.
So we are moving forward with the construction of two brand new fire stations, and then essentially the rehab of three fire stations, and then potentially a third brand new fire station, and then the training facility, which will be huge for our firefighters, our recruiting, and also our retention, and making sure that we have the best technology and education possible.
Yeah, Ashley joined us on the show on Thursday right here on News Radio 92.3, and she says the idea is to move forward with issuing an RFP, a review for proposal, in June and break ground by next March. She says they're able to move a little bit faster with a progressive design and build contract. Hoffberger says the project is off to a great start, as she's talked to many contractors who said the budget and timeline, well, they're pretty practical.
And lastly, just want to give you a heads up here. The 96th Test Wing will conduct testing on the Eglin Test Complex, which will require closures of Highway 85 and State Road 123 on Tuesday, May 20th. According to officials, the closure will be from 9 a.m. until noon. The road should not be closed for more than a 90-minute period.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, law enforcement near Fort Lauderdale says a retired sheriff's deputy was crushed to death by his own RV. Eben Brown reports from Miami.
Deputies in the Broward County, Florida town of Oakland Park say a man who was found dead trapped underneath his own recreational vehicle was a former deputy himself. 64-year-old Craig Bakken had recently retired as a sergeant and was working on the RV in advance of a road trip he had planned.
He was telling me he was driving it around town and trying to prepare for his trip. He was super excited.
Bakken's son, Connor. An investigation is ongoing, but so far the death is not believed to be anything other than an accident. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a Pinellas County judge has declined to allow the Stand Your Ground defense in the case of a former federal prosecutor accused of stabbing a man on the Howard Franklin Bridge in September of 2023. In testimony earlier today, Patrick Scruggs said he feared for his life that day, but cell phone video appears to show him taking out a knife, shattering the other man's car window, and stabbing him several times. Scruggs' trial on aggravated assault and other charges will now begin on September 9th.
Well, after the mass shooting at FSU, university officials are looking at building security on campuses across the state. Officials now plan to hold a safety summit in October. Campus leaders will access security at that time. Now, the goal is to be done by the end of the summer, which will provide time to make budget requests for the 26th legislative session.
In Polk County, wrapping up its biggest undercover operation in history, over 250 suspects were arrested during Operation Fool Around and Find Out. The nine-day sting focused on human trafficking, child predators, and illegal immigration. Sheriff Grady Judd called it an unbelievable operation, saying that 15% of the suspects were in the country illegally.
News Radio 92.3, an appeals court in Florida has struck down a state law that allowed some minors to get abortions without parental consent. Jessica Rosenthal has more for us.
The 5th District Court of Appeals found the Florida state law that grants waivers to some minors so they don't need to get parental consent before having an abortion violates the due process of parents. They cited the Supreme Court's landmark overturning of Roe, but also a state law that protects parental rights, as well as the state Supreme Court's decision that a privacy clause in the state constitution doesn't guarantee the right to an abortion. Judges were previously empowered to grant some teens parental consent waivers if they thought a minor was sufficiently mature enough to make that decision. The case was filed by a 17-year-old girl, pregnant but before the six-week mark, after which Florida bans abortions. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Saturday is the start of National Safe Boating Week. Florida Fish and Wildlife officials recommend folks get take a boating safety class or a refresher course before hitting the water. Florida law requires the right-sized life jackets for every passenger on board and children under the age of six to wear their life vests at all times. Boats must also have whistles or horns. Marine radios and personal locator beacons are also recommended. There are an average of 650 reportable boating accidents in the state of Florida every year.
And FWC's Brian Raywinkle has more on boating safety.
If we're maintaining a 360-degree awareness, that's going to make sure that we don't hit something. It also is going to help avoid someone else hitting us.
There's between 600 and 700 reportable boat accidents every year here in the state of Florida alone. While we're talking about state of Florida, Florida has officially banned fluoride in public drinking water. Lisa Brady has more on the story.
A bill signed into law in Florida prohibits local governments from adding fluoride to their water systems, which Governor Ron DeSantis considers a violation of informed consent.
We certainly now in our society in 2025, we have the ability to deliver a fluoride through toothpaste and mouth and all these other things. You don't gotta force it and take away people's choices.
The governor and other supporters of removing fluoride also argue that excessive amounts can have health risks. Opponents of removing it expect an adverse effect on dental health. Utah had the first statewide ban. Florida's ban doesn't name fluoride specifically, extending to other additives, and it's part of a larger farm bill targeting multiple issues. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
5:21 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
This Saturday is Armed Forces Day, and we are blessed as a nation with six branches of the military, including Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Space Force, and Coast Guard. Whatever military branch in which you serve, thank you. Thank you for being all that you can be and being Army strong. Thank you that it's not self, but country in the Navy. Thank you for being the few, the proud, the Marines, and for being Semper Fi, always faithful. Thank you to all the Air Force personnel who aim high, fly, fight, and win. Thank you for being Semper Supra in the Space Force and being always above. Thank you for being Semper P, always ready, in the Coast Guard. Your sacrifices are not taken for granted by biblical Christians. Thank you, Armed Forces personnel, for all you do to protect our freedom to worship Christ.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out, bring a blanket or a lawn chair, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Pensacola's very own On the Rocks. They're taking all your musical favorites, shaking it up, giving it a twist, and adding their own unique and special flavors and serving it back to you on the rocks. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 with Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And bring back Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie. And music still on MTV.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 524, News Radio 92.3. Markets doing a crazy thing today. They ended the week up after 5 straight games. Hillary Barsky has those numbers this afternoon.
Stocks ending higher for the day and week, even as a preliminary reading in May of consumer sentiment declined for a 5th consecutive month, as the potential impact of tariffs weighs heavily on American households. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closed higher, with healthcare and industrials leading the charge while energy lagged. Chip makers had a good week. Nvidia stock rose 0.5% today, with its shares up more than 15% for the week, lifted by optimism about a deal that would send millions of its chips to the United Arab Emirates. The Dow winners, United Health, 3M, and Merck. The Dow decliners, Cisco Systems, Boeing, and Chevron. The Dow up 332 points. The Nasdaq higher by 99. S&P 500 up 41. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. And is the 10 freeway any better this afternoon?
Yeah, we were dealing with a lot of problems on I-10. If you were traveling eastbound, passing over Highway 29, also had some traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, but that part was to be expected. Still got some issues passing the I-110 North Ramp, traveling on I-10 West, but it's not too severe at this time. Our worst-looking spots are going to be the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road, and on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 74 tonight. This weekend, going to have highs in the mid to high 70s, mid to high 80s, lows in the mid 70s. No rain in sight.
Okay, 526, News Radio 92.3, if you don't mind, 2436, if you'll rack that for me. This story just kind of busting through here. I wanted to get it on real quick. One fugitive is in custody. 9 more remain on the run. This is following a massive jailbreak in New Orleans overnight. Jeff Manasso has the report.
One by one, they're getting them until all escapees are back in custody after they somehow managed to flee the Orleans Parish Jail around midnight Friday morning, with no one apparently noticing until a headcount about 8 hours later. Orleans Parish sheriff's officials say state and federal law enforcement are also in on the hunt for the adult males, including accused murderers.
All of those suspects are considered to be armed and dangerous, so anybody with information, we encourage you to see something, say something, and let us know.
And as questions into how the inmates were able to escape have yet to be answered, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And since we're talking about New Orleans, a historic plantation home and museum in Louisiana heavily damaged after a fire Thursday afternoon. Investigators trying to determine the cause of the blaze that tore through the Nottoway Plantation in White Castle. That's about 70 miles west of New Orleans. The fire reportedly started in a second floor bedroom. Firefighters soon had it tapped out, but the fire reignited in the evening and the roof of the building collapsed. The plantation from 1859 is one of the largest antebellum homes in the South.
Yeah, it was one of the largest, and it was a beauty. It was wow, that's going to be a real hit to their tourism efforts. I'll tell you that. If you think you've been on TikTok way too much, well, TikTok wants to help give you a break and kind of show you how to get away from it.
All right,
here's Eben Brown.
TikTok, the video-centric social media platform, earlier this year debuted a feature for mindful meditation for teen members, which could help their minds calm down starting at 10 p.m. after a day's worth of scrolling and creating or otherwise obsessing. The company says 98% of teens on TikTok are choosing to keep the feature on, and now TikTok is expanding the meditation feature to users of all ages. It's part of the company's new initiative to address mental health matters arising from the overuse of social media. The move comes as many remain critical of TikTok's appeal to younger users, as well as its ties to China's Communist Party. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And, you know, Chris, you and I touched on it yesterday. Bruce Springsteen, very critical of Trump recently.
Absolutely.
And if we know anything about our 45th and 47th president, it's steady doesn't take that public of criticism lying down. Trump taking on two of the biggest names in music, one of them Springsteen. In separate True Social posts Friday morning, he went after Taylor Swift and then Bruce. In his first post, Trump said, "Has anyone noticed that since I said I hate Taylor Swift, she's no longer hot, as in like a big deal?" Swift has been a target of Trump's since she endorsed former VP Kamala Harris last year, but in a later post, he criticized Springsteen for his anti-Trump remarks in England. Trump said the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer is not a talented guy and just a pushy, obnoxious jerk.
Okay, let's go back to Taylor Swift here. Probably the reason she's not so popular at this point is because she came off the Eras Tour.
Well, honestly, not only that, I was thinking she's not as popular because the whole Travis Kelce love story is over as long as football season's gone.
Ah, there you go. That's a better answer.
Trump, we'll give you a third of the credit at most.
Okay. Fastest growing city in America might come as a real surprise. John Saucier has the story on this one.
Have you ever been to Princeton, Texas? It's about an hour north of Dallas and is now home to 37,000 people. The U.S. Census Bureau says that makes it America's fastest growing city. Just a few years ago, only 18,000 people lived there. Last year alone, the population grew 30%. According to Princeton Mayor Eugene Escobar, the reason why so many people move there is simple. It's cheaper to buy a home there than in neighboring cities. Real estate website Zillow says the typical home in Princeton is valued at around $325,000. You can compare that with $685,000 in nearby Frisco. John Saucier, Fox News.
Okay, Escambia County, Pensacola, they're planning to hold a joint meeting in June to decide how the two governments can partner on updating the Pensacola Bay Center. Needs it. Escambia commissioners are considering different options to upgrade that facility. They were set to vote Thursday to create a new board. Didn't happen. Some commissioners appeared to have soured on the idea of forming that committee. This is News Radio 92.3. Mike Pinzoni coming up.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Conservative lawmakers on the House Budget Committee joined Democrats in voting down the GOP spending bill, pushing for increased budget cuts. Congressman David Kustoff on Fox Business.
We've got to find the happy medium, and there are a lot of issues that have to be worked through. But look, in the end, we're going to get there, and this is what President Trump campaigned on.
New Jersey Transit's train engineers are on strike. After negotiations for a new contract with a wage increase failed, Governor Phil Murphy wants these negotiations to continue.
Let's get back to the table and seal a deal. And let's move forward on meeting our most important responsibility of all, serving the needs of New Jerseyans who rely on NJ Transit.
New Jersey Transit's the third largest transit system of the country and provides around 350,000 trips every weekday. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, I'm Hunter Rawls, and welcome to Southern Touch Heating and Air. My brother and I started this company with a passion for the business and the customer. We're a family and veteran-owned company that's committed to bringing the essence of genuine Southern hospitality into every aspect of our business. When you call us, you won't have to hide your wallet because we don't work on commission. I urge you to find out more about our company at SouthernTouchHeatingAndAir.com. And when the time is needed, call us, Southern Touch Heating and Air.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now. Here's today's top three stories.
All right. Well, the city of Pensacola could pay up to $15.9 million in a settlement over franchise fees charged to Pensacola Energy customers. The city council will vote on May 22nd on whether to approve a settlement agreement in a 2015 class action lawsuit, which alleges that the city had been unlawfully collecting franchise fees on Pensacola Energy customers inside the city limits since 1970.
Okay, here's story number two, and it's an important story. Santa Rosa District Schools' new child safety program yielded over 4,000 school bus stop arm violations in a one-year period. New data from the school district passing on to us Thursday revealed the numbers of violations from March 24 through March 25. In total, it's a pretty staggering number here, 4,500 violations were recorded. The violations resulted in over $641,000 in fines.
And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission released a statement on Thursday morning's bear attack in Gulf Breeze. FWC officials say because of the attack, the bear will be humanely killed, assuming that it can be captured. Relocation is not an option with a bear that has become a public safety risk, as relocated bears could, logically of course, have the potential to move on to put another community at risk.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
5:36 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. Here's the headline here. Let me just kind of frame this for you. Scambia commissioners discuss increasing fire MSBU numbers with the beach folks again paying more than other county city citizens. Mike Pinzoni. You know, Mike, he's got Papa's Pizzas over there, the fishing pier, and a staunch advocate for fair and equal treatment. Mike, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about what we need to do.
You listen, you know, you and I had a discussion this afternoon, and the reason why is because it's needed. This discussion is just absolutely so important, especially for beach residents out there having to pay some of these costs that doesn't seem like they're too much of alignment in terms of the situation MSBUs we're talking about. Mike, can you set the stage for us? What's the playing field going on right now?
Okay, so from the last meeting that I attended with the county, they wanted to increase on businesses, they wanted to increase over 1,000% on businesses MSBU fees. On residents, they wanted to go over double on MSBU fees. And throughout the county, that would put us at overpaying 50% of MSBU fees, more so than just about anybody else. So the idea was that it would put small businesses out of business, because if I was paying $1,000 now, I would be paying $10,000 after they passed.
Right.
If I'm paying $30,000, that would put me at $360,000. So it is totally unfair, and we couldn't sustain it. Nobody could.
Mike, what do you have in mind is kind of correcting this thing?
So what I want to do, and what I think would make sense for the community, and what would make sense for the beach residents and the businesses out there as well, is if we could implement a new 1% MSBU fee for all revenue-generating businesses. This would bring, okay, and MSBU fees they're very specific on how you can spend that money. And so the revenues that we create and generate now, we can't touch it. We can't touch it at all. As a matter of fact, $12 million goes into the general fund from taxes from the beach. And, you know, that's for all the counties. And so basically what I'm proposing is if we do a 1% pass-through MSBU fee, we would be able to fund fire departments. We'd be able to fund the lifeguards and different safety things that we need on Pensacola Beach. We'd be able to get 5 new lifeguard towers, which we really need them behind. There's a conglomerate of hotels. We need lifeguards behind them. We need lifeguards down at Portofino. Basically, at any given weekend, they can pull out over 50 people out of the Gulf in a weekend.
Right.
And this is life-saving situations. And we can also afford to do ambulance hubs where we can't pay for ambulance rides with MSBU fees, but we can pay for hubs and for ambulances to be there when something happens through June, July, and August, when there's no way anybody could get on the beach to try to assist, to help.
I know you've been really sitting in front of these commissioners recently and throwing this out at them. What is their view, and how are they receiving your information?
Well, you know, the truth is you only have 3 minutes, and it's very hard to get all the information out to them in 3 minutes' time.
Right.
You know, I put together a proposal. I passed it out at the Santa Rosa Island Authority a couple nights ago and gave them the opportunity to look at it. And, you know, as we know, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you know, each county commissioner appoints someone on the board of the Santa Rosa Island Authority. So that gives them the opportunity for it to go back to them, and they get to look at it and see. So they haven't quite made a decision yet, but I believe this would solve most of the problems on Pensacola Beach. And we have problems. We have infrastructure problems. We have, we need to upgrade our safety issues and everything, and the parking. So the parking, people are saying, well, we don't want to build a parking garage for the tourists and this and that. And the thing is, the truth is all the tourists that come, they have rooms to go to.
Sure.
They have condos and hotels to go to. There's parking available for them. The garage, the parking garage would be for the locals only. But the tourists would pay for 90% of it for them. And so, and if we do it through MSBU fees, they can't even charge for parking.
Mike, I know the chairman of the Beach Chamber was pretty forceful and right to the point here. And of course, she represents like 300 chamber member businesses out there on the islands. She said, this is not an increase. It's a breaking point. It sounds like a lot of businesses are getting really frustrated over this.
Absolutely. There's no way we can sustain what they proposed. It would put me out of business. It would put a lot of people out of business. The problem is they're punishing us. You know, we've been building the beach I've been up there for almost three decades. And, you know, and we're building the community, the hotels. You know, Julian and Robert have done a great job of supplying rooms for the people. We are a destination location, a national destination location. We have the most beautiful beaches in the world, but we don't want to turn it into a private beach. And without doing these things and moving forward quickly, in 3 years' time, we'll end up being a private beach because in the core, we have about 2,500 parking spaces, and we have about 600 employees that occupy that at any time. So that doesn't leave a whole lot of room for residents and the military and all the people that moved back here after retiring with the service and all the different things that, you know, they've come back here for was the pristine beaches that we have. And to not allow them to come out to it and visit it and enjoy it like everybody should be able to that lives in this area, to me, this doesn't make sense.
I was looking at the calendar here. SRIA has another board meeting scheduled on May 28th. Are you going to be there?
Absolutely.
So what do you need from the public to help support your effort?
Well, at first I need them to understand what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is if you spend $50, it would cost you 50 cents on this fee, on this MSBU fee that I'm trying to put through all the POS systems and all the cash generating businesses out there. If you spend $100, it would be a dollar. But the tourism that we have spends $1.3 billion, okay? And so that would generate approximately anywhere from $8.5 million to $10 million that we would be able to use for our infrastructure, for our safety, for anything that would help the community as far as building a garage. And if we built a garage, we could, on the top of it, you know, off season, we could do pickleball, we could do farmers markets, we could do different events on top of the garage. You know, people say, well, we don't want a garage on the beach. And it's like, well, you already have how many towers, how many hotels, how many condos do we already have right there?
Right.
And they don't need a garage.
Listen, Mike Pinzoni, you are a man of vision and you are a man of a direction. And it is a pleasure hearing from you and your thoughts this afternoon. Best of luck. Hope to see you over at the SRIA board meeting. Gets underway 5:00 Wednesday. And Mike, you'll be there and discussing what's going on. Best of luck to you in your venture here.
I certainly appreciate it. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to try to explain to what I'm looking for. To happen.
You got it, buddy. Mike Pinzoni, Pensacola Beach Fishing Pier, of course, Papa's Pizza, and an advocate for fair and balanced government. There you go. Enjoyed that.
Absolutely. 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got going on here. Nothing much. Do have some backup still on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also have some on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of those couple spots, though, there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. Let's see. As for the weather on a local scale, we're sitting at around 84 degrees. Going to be a low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 87 and a low of 73. And then on Sunday, high of 85, low of 74.
Okay, it is 5:46. Afternoon sliding by on us here. Thanks for having us on News Radio 92.3. Let me just kind of slip in and do a couple of sports stories to get you all updated here, because after a historic season last year, WNBA returning tonight. Very excited about this.
The WNBA is back as the 2025 season prepares to tip off tonight. The New York Liberty are looking to repeat as champions, and Caitlin Clark looks to improve on her rookie campaign with the Indiana Fever. Three games are on tap to kick off the season. At 7:30 Eastern, the Dallas Wings host the Minnesota Lynx. Paige Beckers will make her WNBA debut for Dallas after being selected first overall in last month's draft. Also at 7:30 Eastern, the Atlanta Dream take on the Washington Mystics. And finally, at 10 o'clock Eastern, the league's newest team, the Golden State Valkyries, face the Los Angeles Sparks. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Also want to just give a quote-unquote breaking news. ESPN was breaking it earlier. The San Francisco 49ers, NFL, signing Brock Purdy to a pretty hefty extension. 5 years, $265 million. A lot of people think he's just kind of like some mediocre game manager. I think he's pretty good. I think he's kind of underrated. And you got to be fair, recently under Brock Purdy, they were in good enough shape to make and almost win a Super Bowl. I know you could say the same about Garoppolo and look at how he's turned out, but nonetheless, I can see the potential here. It just may be a bit too lucrative.
Yeah, the 49ers just had a lot of injuries at the end of last season. It just kind of sunk them. And I don't mind, because I do not like the 49ers.
You're like, I was happy about it.
Absolutely.
Don't get it twisted.
Okay, the 150th running of the Preakness, ready to go tomorrow at Pimlico in Baltimore. Jared Max has more on it.
The sesquicentennial edition of the middle race of the Triple Crown will not feature the Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty. No shot at a Triple Crown this year. Only three of the 19 horses who ran at the Derby two Saturdays ago are in the Preakness, which has nine horses in the field. Who will be the first to complete a mile and 3/16 tomorrow? The favorite is Journalism, who finished second in the Kentucky Derby behind Sovereignty, who's being saved for the Belmont Stakes. Sandman, who finished seventh in the Derby, is the second favorite, followed by River Thames. Hall of Fame trainers Bob Baffert and Dwayne Lucas both in the Preakness. Baffert has goal-oriented. Lucas trains American Promise. Post time tomorrow just after 7 p.m. Eastern. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
And an ingredient found in many energy drinks is linked to a higher risk of blood cancers. Taurine is an amino acid that occurs naturally in parts of the human body and promotes the growth of leukemia cells. It's also commonly found in energy drinks, protein powders, and some foods like meat, fish, and eggs. Researchers from the University of Rochester found that those leukemia cells can use the additional taurine to grow and spread.
Okay, interesting story. The Trump administration continues its fight against one illicit drug entering the U.S. Can you take a kind of guess on this one? Lisa Brady has more.
The U.S. earlier this week announcing a trade war pause with China and temporary lower rates of tariffs. This after negotiations in Geneva, Switzerland. Still, there's a major open-ended issue to resolve on illegal fentanyl. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jameson Greer with little positive news about where China stands on stopping the outbound flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Bessent saying he hopes China will be as tough on bad actors dealing with fentanyl's flow into the United States as it is domestically on fentanyl. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
And Oregon has set a record for kindergartners with non-medical exemptions from vaccinations. 9.7% of kindergartners didn't get vaccinations for reasons other than medical purposes. That's nearly a percent higher than last year. The Oregon Health Authority reports that 86% of kindergartners were fully vaccinated, which is down 0.1% from last year. That makes 3 years of declining numbers.
Okay, the House Judiciary Committee is looking into a former Pfizer scientist claim that the pharmaceutical giant waited to share the COVID-19 vaccine results until after the 2020 presidential election. Grady Trimble has the report.
After President Trump won the 2024 election, he allegedly asked his then-employer, GSK, to move him out of the country out of fear that Republicans would investigate his involvement in the rollout of the vaccine 4 years earlier. Specifically, the committee alleges that this scientist, whose name is Dr. Philip Dormitzer, told employees at his next job after Pfizer at GSK that when he worked at Pfizer in late 2020, quote, the three most senior people in Pfizer research and development were involved in a decision to deliberately slow down clinical testing so that it would not be complete prior to the results of the presidential election.
Just about 5:51 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll take a break. Just come back in about a couple minutes with some business notes and pop culture stuff, making sure we're staying on track well enough here. You're listening once again to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere.
Got a bug problem or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart. I just don't think you'd understand.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
My aching, breaking heart. He might blow up and kill his man.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The GOP-led House Budget Committee voting to reject a sweeping package for President Donald Trump's economic agenda today. The vote fell shy, with five conservatives joining the Democrats in voting against the multi-trillion dollar legislation package. Novo Nordisk saying today that its CEO will be stepping down as the maker of Wegovy seeks to revive its recent performance amid more competition. The Danish pharmaceutical company has seen its shares last trade more than 2% lower. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. rose above 6.8% this week. The rate increased to 6.81 from 6.76. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining more than 330 points, the S&P 500 up by 41, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ added close to 100 points. That's Your Money Now.
5:55, News Radio, 92.3, and it is a beautiful Friday afternoon. Go out there and make it a great minute. We do appreciate you having us on today. Well, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. I see the transition road.
Yes.
Just wanted to point this out. The transition from the 110 freeway over to Davis Highway. Not as busy today.
No.
But I know we had some real problems. A couple of, when we first came on a little bit after the 4 o'clock hour, the 10 freeway was really backed up. Is that getting better?
Oh, yes. That has getting better throughout this afternoon. There's some minor congestion, maybe, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Highway 29. But outside of that, there's not much. Our worst-looking spot right now is going to be Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And as for the weather, it's 84 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Saturday and Sunday going to be similar. Carrying on with your business headlines here, Meta asking a federal judge to throw out the Federal Trade Commission's case against the social media giant. The FTC is accusing Facebook's parent company of an illegal social media monopoly by buying Instagram and WhatsApp to take out upstart rivals. However, Meta says the agency failed to prove its case at a high-stakes antitrust trial.
Of course, the big dogs in NASCAR over in North Carolina this weekend. Wilkesboro Speedway will be the site for the NASCAR All-Star Race. Before I get into this story, I do want to remind you, tonight, flag drop 7:45 at Five Flag Speedway.
Yeah.
They've got a $5 rate going on out there for tickets. I mean, to tell you, it's going to be good racing tonight. Just wanted to point that out, that the National Boys aren't the only ones getting the exposure tonight. Fox Business correspondent Madison Allworth is in and has more, as we'll frame this one, as NASCAR is big business.
This is an iconic track that's actually older than the sport of NASCAR itself. It sat in disarray for 30 years, abandoned, destroyed, until they brought it back to life. And now we're ready for the third All-Star race since its reopening. And having NASCAR back in town, what I'm hearing is that it's been huge for local businesses like Seth Cohen's. He was able to open a new location because the track reopened. Drivers around this area also love this race because so many of them are based right here in North Carolina.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right. Well, on a more pop culture-driven note, popular video game Fortnite, currently unavailable on iOS platforms. Epic Games made the announcement today after Apple blocked an effort to get the game back on the App Store. The game was pulled from the App Store in 2020 after Epic Games updated its software in an effort to get around Apple's 30% commissions.
I wanted to play this because I'm kind of in maybe a bit of depression this afternoon because
really?
Of this. Yeah, Alan Jackson. He is playing his final live concert this weekend. I mentioned to you this last hour, I really do enjoy Alan Jackson, especially in concert. He has a way of touching the fans, you know, and it's kind of sad. This is going to be it this weekend. He's up in Milwaukee, I believe. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
Country Music Hall of Fame member Alan Jackson has one more show left on his Last Call, One More for the Road tour schedule, and it's coming up tomorrow night in Milwaukee. He announced his retirement from touring a year ago. In 2021, Jackson revealed he'd been diagnosed with a genetic degenerative health condition that causes nerve damage in the arms and legs and affects balance and the ability to walk. He cited his health as a reason for stopping touring, as well as wanting to spend more time with his family, especially his two grandchildren. As for whether he'll keep making music, he told his daughter Maddie on a 2023 podcast that he's always writing down ideas and expected there to be more songs. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, the Final Destination movies add another installment. You ready for this one? Michelle Pollino has a report. Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Pollino. In theaters this weekend, the horror film Final Destination Bloodlines. Plagued by a recurring violent nightmare, a college student returns home to find the one person who can break the cycle and save her family from the horrific fate that inevitably awaits them.
Slow it, Faith. I know you.
I know what you mean.
Hurry Up Tomorrow is a thriller starring the R&B singer The Weeknd and Jenna Ortega. The Weeknd plays an insomniac musician who encounters a mysterious stranger, leading to a journey that challenges everything he knows about himself.
Oh, yeah, very.
I sold all the others. I wanted to die here.
The Ruse is another horror film. An in-home caregiver fears for her life after being assigned to a mysterious elderly patient in a remote seaside home. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.